In Washington, the idea of two parties working together is as novel as this proposal. Fund the border wall with fees paid by 5 million immigrants seeking legal status. Republican Peter King and Democrat Tom Suozzi are two Long Island congressmen working on such a compromise on immigration. WSHU's Charles Lane explains why the so-called political masterpiece has some money problems.
What Democrats get in the proposal is legal status for 5 million immigrants, people who fled violence and natural disasters, the so-called Dreamers, and the families of both of those groups. Each person would pay a $2,000 fee to qualify for protection.
Part of the beauty of this proposal is the math. 5 million people, $2,000 apiece, is $10 billion.
That's Tom Suozzi speaking to WNYC. He says with $10 billion, both Republicans and Democrats can get what they want. He says $1.4 billion would come off the top for administering the program. The rest would be split, $4.3 billion for each party to fund their preferred methods of slowing immigration. Andrew Seeley, president of the Migration Policy Institute, calls it fascinating.
This is an exciting proposal because it's a Democrat and a Republican that have come together to think out of the box.
Seeley says what's clever about it is the money. With a $10 billion carrot, Suozzi and King can fund things that will bring reluctant lawmakers to the negotiating table. Republicans get a physical barrier between the U.S. and Mexico, and Democrats can boost financial aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to prevent violence and prevent further migration. But there's a problem with the math. Michael Clemens studies the root causes of migration at the Center for Global Development. He calls the plan a, quote, political masterpiece that doesn't add up.
We should not think of even $4.3 billion of aid as something that would be transformative either in economic or security terms.
Clemens says one analysis shows immigrants in the U.S. send $17 billion each year to Central American countries in the form of remittance, and that still doesn't solve the problem. Clemens says Central America is going through a population bubble that has left many youth jobless. He expects migrants to keep coming to the border for another 10 years.
What bothers me about this particular proposal is that there is no consideration at all of future flows of migrants through lawful pathways for that migration to occur.
And for the migrants already here, some opponents of immigration say King and Suozzi greatly underestimate the cost of processing the 5 million applications. Jessica Vaughn is a policy analyst for the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors lower levels of immigration.
I did the math on this, and I got closer to $3 billion, not $1.4 billion.
King and Suozzi don't say how they arrived at an administrative cost of about $300 per application. Vaughn says that's way too low compared to the processing cost of similar green card applications, about $1,000 each. Plus, she says, the lawmakers are suggesting fee waivers for those who can't afford it.
We know that many of these people are low income. If you're going to offer a fee waiver, that means you're either the applicants or taxpayers are going to have to subsidize the processing of these applications.
Peter King readily acknowledges that their proposal is not the final answer. Instead, it's meant to start a meaningful discussion.
While, at first glance, people may say, wait a minute, what are these two guys doing? I think if they take the time to look at it, which I think they will, others may start looking at it. And that's what we're hoping for.
King is also aware of how resistant their respective parties will be to parts of the proposal. Democrats opposing any sort of physical border wall and Republicans dismissing outright amnesty to people in the country illegally. King's prediction is that they will both be labeled sellouts, at least initially. Charles Lane, WSHU News.